The Row House fire on January 5th in the Fairmount neighborhood of Philadelphia killed 12 people. 9 of them were children. 3 of those children were former students at Bache Martin Elementary School, and 2 were still enrolled there. Mallory Falk of member station WHYY reports on the school community and how members are helping students process their grief and honor the victims.
Andre Wright has had this wrenching feeling in his gut since the Fairmount Row House fire. He leads Give and Go Athletics, which runs a recess and after-school basketball program at Bache Martin Elementary, where he coached 2 of the young victims. Quinton Tate McDonald was 16. Wright says he was an outgoing self-starter who could have been mayor someday. His 15-year-old sister, Destiny McDonald, was a competitive athlete and quick learner.
She's a fighter. She's a fighter. She can fight. She stands up for what she believes in. And she is not hesitant to let you know how she feels about you or about anything.
After the fire, Wright's young athletes started reaching out to see if he was okay. But he says they didn't want to talk about how they were handling it.
These kids have been exposed to so many traumatic events over the last 2 or 3 years that they are learning how to just bury their trauma and not talk about it. But I know you're not okay because I'm not okay. It's okay to be not okay.
The Bache Martin community is trying to work through the grief. And after being virtual for a few weeks due to the Omicron surge, they can now do that together in person. On the first morning back, 2 parents strung colorful signs outside the school gates with supportive messages like, "Welcome back, Bache Martin," and "We love our teachers and staff."
To show our staff and returning students some love on a really hard day after a really hard almost 2 weeks.
In the scheme of things, it may not seem like a lot, but for us, all of the signs, the sidewalks are going to get chalked, the balloons, etc. It's like we're giving a hug to our school.
That's Tara Mataraza Desmond and Geraldine Dressler. They're showing up for the school while also helping their own children work through their trauma. A lot of kids are feeling worried about fires, Dressler says. And being back in the school building is also likely to stir up strong feelings and painful memories.
Because it may feel like you're kind of re-experiencing all the emotions you felt on that first day.
Catherine Streit is with the Uplift Center for Grieving Children, one of several groups working with Bache Martin students and staff.
It might be a particularly emotional day or week. And that's okay. That's okay. It doesn't mean that you're doing it wrong or you're doing it backwards or that you're not making progress. It just means that re-entering that space is a poignant thing with all those physical reminders of the loss.
Yolanda Hughes is with Network of Neighbors Responding to Violence. It's a city program that provides trauma support after tragedies and is also working with Bache Martin. Hughes avoids asking people about their feelings.
Because it's just hard to put feelings into words when something like this has happened.
Instead, she asks specific questions during group discussions.
What are some thoughts that have been on your mind since this incident has occurred? And then we talk with people about physical reactions, as I mentioned earlier. What are some changes in your body or routine that you noticed about yourself? Whether it's tightness in the shoulders, whether it's I'm having difficulty sleeping, whether my appetite has changed.
Once people start to open up, she says they often realize they're not alone. Both Hughes and Streit say one meaningful step school communities can take is to honor the memory of people they've lost. That's something Coach Wright is already thinking about. He wants to start an all-girls basketball team, a dream Destiny had, and to help start a fund so all students can afford to participate in programs like his. Jana McAdoo is the director of student services at Bache Martin. On the first day back in person, the victims were at the front of her mind.
So I just prayed and I talked to them on my way in and just let them know that I love them and I'm just really thinking about them and miss them.
McAdoo wants to plant rose bushes in the school garden this spring in honor of the family.
This was a good family and they were a huge part of our community and our school, and you know, they left, you know, impressions on all of us. So, and I love them and I miss them, but I'm going to do right by them.
For Here and Now, I'm Mallory Falk.